So I'd like us just to do, we're going to do a little mental dance in a little, in this little 1 minute. So what I'd love you to do is imagine, you can do this with your eyes closed or open, and if you don't want to do it, you can watch them. It's up to you. Just for a second, think about that word Ted in front of you. So it's in mind, and it's there right in front of your mind. What I'd like you to do is transplant that outside into the real world. So just imagine that word Ted in the real world. What I'd like you to do with that is take an aspect of it. I'm going to zone in on the E. And I'm going to scale that E so it's absolutely massive. So I'm scaling that E so it's absolutely massive. And then I'm going to give it dimensionality. I'm going to think about it in 3D space. So now, instead of it just being a letter that's in front of me, it's a space that my body can go inside of. I now decide where I'm going to be in that space. So I'm down on this small part of the bottom rib of the letter E, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm imagining the space that's really high and above. If I ask you to reach out, you don't have to literally do it, but in mind, reach out to the top of the E, where would you reach? If you reached with your finger, where would it be? If you reached with your elbow, where would it be? If I already then said about that space that you're in, let's infuse it with the color red. What does that do to the body? If I then said to you, what happens if that whole wall on the side of the E collapses and you have to use your weight to put it back up, what would you be able to do with it?